One Sunday after church, a girl was talking with her mother, and the mother told her daughter that, according to the Bible, Jesus will return to earth someday. The little girl asked, "When is he coming back?" And the mom replied, "I don't know." Then the girl said, "Can't you look it up on the internet?" We do read in Scripture that the Son of Man will come, and we are told to prepare for his second coming. And at the time of the writing of the Gospels, many thought that it would be imminent during their lifetimes. Obviously, that was not the case. Christians over time still try to determine exactly when he will come back. And many of us remember the big scare as the year 2000 was approaching. How foolish we can be. Yet our Advent prayer is Maranatha, come Lord Jesus. It is a prayer of longing. It is a prayer of patient waiting. And it is a prayer that requires active preparation. Advent is the beginning of the new church year, as I said. And it is a twofold coming. We prepare by remembering his first coming as a baby in Bethlehem. And we prepare for his second coming, whenever that may be. Only God knows. So it is a very strange set of readings that we have assigned for the beginning of the church year. And the key to understanding, which may shock and confuse some of us, is that history will not end with disaster, but with something good. Those who traveled for Thanksgiving know that you have a destination in mind, and it is good to know where you are going and how to get there. The church, at the beginning of this Advent journey, the beginning of this year, gives us our destination, the coming of the Son of Man. It is good, and we have that goal in mind. Ultimately, the kingdom of God, the destination of all history, will be fulfilled with salvation. That trajectory is toward positive. It will not end with apocalypse or Armageddon or huge destruction. As with Noah and the ark, God will save. It is a difficult thing to understand with our logical mind as we hear these readings, so often as a threat. Human beings have a tendency to read religious texts as God threatening us. We better be good or we will get our comeuppance. But in Jesus, we are to focus on the love of God and love of our neighbor. That is the ultimate good. And we know that there have been terrible things that have happened throughout history. They still continue to this day. God gave us the great gift of freedom and invites us into a deeper relationship of love. Perfect love casts out all fear, as the Bible says, and Jesus preached that throughout his ministry. So as we hear today's gospel with these seeming predictions of destruction, let us be grounded in the truth that the Son of Man arrived the first time over 2,000 years ago in a hostile world. We are called to work for justice and peace, for putting the gospel message of Jesus into practice by whatever ways we can. Jesus saved us through suffering on the cross, and my faith tells me that this will not change for his second coming. As with most scripture, there are multiple meanings. One level is for the message for history, and that the future will hold something good. Christ will return in glory and take us with him. Without hope for this positive end in history, there's no hope for an individual. We pray in our Mass today that we may inherit the great promise in which we dare to hope. Another level of looking at Scripture, especially during this Advent time, is on an individual level. This looks like God returning as a thief in the night. Another image, it is a common image for God in the Gospels and in parables that Jesus tells. So, as a master might be coming back when we are not ready, it sounds threatening. And it is made clear in Luke's gospel that this happened. But the goodness is, in Luke's telling of this story, the Lord will put on an apron and kneel down and wait on you. So while the breaking in is feared, it is actually very good. So I look at the individual level as God gets into your life in the midst of interruptions, in the discontinuities, in the unexpected happenings in our world. When it happens is often when you are doing something in your ordinary routine and the veil parts. You weren't expecting a spiritual experience or insight, but you just know deep inside your soul that God has broken into your life in a new and different way. He, it is said, steals in to ambush us when we are not defended and all in our head. These scriptures are definitely challenging to understand. To read them and understand them at a literal level is not the best level. Today, they have the possibility of leaving us with a message of fear, not to encounter the God of love. I invite us to go deeper. On a spiritual level, it does take time to pray over these scriptures, to study the Holy Word of God, and compare texts so that we can understand at the deeper spiritual level. One way we can do that is to take the meditation booklets that we have provided for Advent, as they contain wisdom from spiritual guides, St. Teresa of Calcutta, Pope Francis, and Father Henry Nouwen. All three live the faith in deep ways, and these booklets contain wisdom each day for the season of Advent. There are still some available in the narthex as you leave church. That would be one way to ponder the mysteries and spiritual truths of our faith. So as we are called to prepare for the Lord's coming, let us be intentional about it so that we may meet Christ during this beautiful season of Advent.